Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. First fruits in glory. Chapters 12 and 13 record Satan's establishment of his evil rule on earth. And then there's some encouragement for the faithful. Look at chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. And then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice in heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they were without fault before the throne of God. This is not the millennium. So where are the 144,000? Well, verse 5 says they are before the throne of God. They are with the Lamb in heaven. They were on earth in chapter 7, but now they're in heaven. Their witness is finished. This is the same group, the same specific number and same seal on their foreheads. John heard a song and music, verse 2, and I heard a voice in heaven like the voice of many waters and like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. Many waters indicate volume. Sound of thunder means it was loud. A new song, not the elders, not the creatures, not the angels, only the 144,000 were singing it. Verses 4 and 5 speaks of their spiritual condition. First, they're separate. Virgins is a picture of complete dedication to God. Followers reveals total obedience to Jesus Christ. God can keep his own in the middle of difficulty. They resisted the world and they resisted the flesh. The 144,000 are loyal no matter what. So they're separate. They're saved also, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb, a token of a harvest to come. The first pick of a larger harvest that's going to come later. Romans chapter 16 and verse 5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 and 23. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Verse 23, but each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. What are these firstfruits of? Well, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. They are the first fruits of a harvest of Jews turning to the Lord at the end of the tribulation and during the millennium. And they're sanctified without fault before the throne of God. Listen, no deceit, no exaggeration of the truth or any understatement of the truth. No fault. It says without fault. Not sinless, but sanctified. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that they should be holy and without blemish. Separate, saved, and sanctified, the redeemed. What a beautiful vision John saw. You have a great day.